Ladies and gents, welcome once again to the LWIM podcast, aka Absolute Truth. Absolutely, this is your host, Gio. I am the youth leader for LWIM, which stands for Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. Thank you for joining us once again. Thank you for downloading these podcasts and for sharing this with your friends and with your family members. Remember, we are a ministry dedicated to looking for the absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. If you look around, if you look around at your surroundings, at your schoolmates, at your working buddies, whatever the case may be, everybody seems to be deceived. Most people are buying into famously collected mantras and the constantly disseminated half-truths. Well, the Bible has something to say about all of this, and it is this, that if you know the truth shall set you free. And on many occasions, you'll find that in a society-wide way, if you will, lies are constantly disseminated. And the only way that you can cut through all of the garbage that these people are feeding you is first and foremost by reading your Bible, opening up and seeing what its contents are, and allowing it to shape the way that you're able to discern evil and good. It is only that way, and only that way will you be able to discern between right and wrong. And this is what our job is here at LWIM. And I want to thank you once again for downloading these. Please do not forget to disseminate this podcast. Email your friends. Send them a message on Facebook. Tweet them via Twitter. And give them the link to these podcasts so that they too can also know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. I want to talk to you about something that caught my attention. There are many verses in the Bible that are simple. And what I mean by simple is that there are simple phrases that many times we tend to overlook, that they have great messages. A lot of times the most celebrated biblical verses are the ones that are long and they are a bit extended. But it's interesting because a lot of times in these simplistic verses, what seemingly looks like a simplistic verse, you'll find so much information if you simply try to grasp everything that the Bible, that God is trying to tell you. And one of these verses is Ephesians 5:1, and it says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children." At a first glance, you might think this is a beautifully put together verse. I mean, Paul couldn't have put this together as if Paul was writing in verses, first and foremost. We understand that chapter and verse is something that those that were transcribing the scriptures and copying it, it's something for reference that they created. This is not the way that Paul would write his letters. Paul was writing letters as, you know, the simple way that you and I would write a letter or an email. But this is done later for effect so that we can reference the Bible in an easier manner. But notice, he says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children." If I am able to go deeper into what Paul is trying to tell me here, there's a very, very clear and distinct message here, and it is this. When Paul is telling me to be an imitator of God, he's simply telling me to imitate God's characteristics. He's not telling me that I'm going to be God if I imitate God. This is what a lot of religions out there, third world religions, and you'll even find this in Hinduism and Buddhism and other world religions. They'll teach you that if you do certain things, that you can eventually become a god. But the interesting thing about it here is that that's not what Paul is trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us that we need to be imitators of God. In other words, we see certain qualities and we say that deserves to be imitated. You know, like today, many athletes are imitated. Many celebrities are imitated, the way that they dress, the way they speak, the way they conduct themselves in public. Yeah, in that manner and more. I would dare add, and more. You have to imitate God. We see God's characteristics, his nature. He is love. He is enduring. He is peaceful. He is filled with hope. He is hope. He is hope. And all of these other things. We find all of these characteristics and we find that we need to copy God. We need to imitate God. But why is it that we Christians don't do this? It seems like we would prefer to copy what the world is telling us to do rather than to be imitators of God like Paul is telling us to do here. Well, it's interesting because when I continue reading the rest of the verse, it couldn't be any clearer. As dear children, this brings to mind an image. An image of when one is probably, dare say, 4, 5, 6 years old. When you're past the toddler stage, when you are a young child, and those words come out of your mouth. Mom, Dad, I want to be like you. Mom and Dad, I desire to be like you. There's that innocent desire, that ardent desire to want to be like Mom and Dad because we see the qualities. And it's an inherent desire. It's something that God places within each and every one of us. And we want to be like Mom and Dad. But then eventually something happens along life that we continue to grow, we continue to mature, and once adolescence kicks in, we no longer want to be like Mom and Dad. We automatically discard it. We say, you know what? That's old. That's not cool. Mom and Dad aren't cool anymore. They don't understand this new generation. They don't get us. Why do we believe this crap? Why do we even believe this junk? You know why? Because we want to be accepted. And since we have this, you know, we have this desire to be accepted, especially by the world, which is so weird for a Christian, by the way. This is so weird. This should not even be present in the Christian's life because, like James tells us, friendship with the world is an enmity against God. We shouldn't want to be friends with the world. We should want to be friends with those that are like-minded individuals. This is what Paul tells us continuously throughout his epistles. Read it. Look it up. Look it up. We find that somewhere along the way, we say about that earnest desire that we once had to be like Mom and Dad, no, let's put that on the back burner. I want to be like someone else. I'd rather be like my friends are, like this musician is, like this athlete is. And we follow these erred examples. We follow these debased examples. And this is where we find ourselves, or many youth find themselves in such a disastrous state because they're copying, they're imitating an example which leaves a lot to be desired. What happened to that desire? What happened to that sincere hope to want to be like Mom and Dad because we saw the good qualities and we wanted to copy them? Well, you know what? Paul is telling us that we need to do this towards God. We need to look at God and say, you know, I want to be like Dad, if you will. I want to be like my Father, my Heavenly Father. I want to be like Jesus. And to honestly desire this in the same manner or more like we did when we were children, that we wanted to be like Mom and Dad. This is what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. But we need to arrive at a point where we want that desire. That desire needs to be placed within us. That desire needs to be inherent again because we discarded it. We said of it, this is not important. We said of it, I don't want it anymore. Well, you know what? We need to find it once again. And how does that happen? Imitation. Imitation. It's interesting because when I read 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, Paul is saying something so amazing. That a lot of people, this has been a verse that has been subject to misinterpretation. And I don't know how you misinterpret this verse in the first place. Let me be very clear. I don't want to be vague in these things. I don't know how you can misinterpret this verse. There are a lot of people that say of this, no, Paul was telling the Corinthians to copy him. No, he was not telling the Corinthians to copy him. Read the verse. It says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. In essence, Paul is telling the Corinthians, you know what? Imitate the way that I imitate Christ. That's what he's telling him. Well, Gio, then why didn't it say it in this manner? It did say it in that manner. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Listen to what he's trying to tell them. In essence, he's telling them, look, I imitate Jesus. Jesus is my role model. You need to look towards Jesus as your role model. But you know what? If you want an example on how to imitate Jesus, how to use Jesus as a role model and imitate that example, look at me. Look at me. Look at how I imitate Jesus and imitate the way that I imitate Jesus. That's what he's trying to tell you. That's why I'm saying this is a verse that is, I don't understand how it can be so easily manipulated and misinterpreted. The words couldn't be any clearer. So, Paul is telling the Corinthians first, and then he's telling me, I need to imitate Jesus. This is so contrary to what the culture is telling us nowadays. This is so 180 degrees in the other direction from what the society, the culture is telling us. No, 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 you imitate. These are the people that you need to imitate. You know, the singers who sing perverse lyrics. You need to imitate the athletes that behave in such a disgusting way when they're off the field and even when they're on it. And you need to also imitate the celebrities of the day because since they have all the power and all the money, you need to do everything they do. And then what we see is pure putrefaction. And this is why our society is sunk so deep in its own filth because we're imitating that which is not worthy of being imitated. And yet, I come along, Christians come along and say, we need to imitate Jesus. And the culture says of that, oh, get out of here with that stinking message. Please. And then they demonize everything that the Bible has to say. Let me ask you a question. What is more worthy to imitate? Self-sacrifice, love, benevolence, good deeds, or constant perverseness? A constant lack of regard for your fellow human being. Putrefaction. And everything else that is associated with the modern day role model. What is more worthy to be imitated? Well then, you know what the answer is. It's Jesus. Jesus is the one that we need to look to imitate. Well, Gio, how do I start? Well, you can start by reading your Bible. You can start by beginning to analyze and examine Jesus' characteristics, his nature, who he is, and begin to imitate that. And don't allow other people to interpret Jesus' actions. No, you go directly to the source. You go to the scriptures and you begin to imitate that. And you'll notice, slowly but surely, that whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is benevolent, whatever is of good report, like Paul says, you're going to continue to imitate those things and you're going to look for those things. But then everything that the world is feeding you, all that garbage, you're going to reject it automatically because you have already tasted that which is superior. And all these other things that the secular society continues to toss at you to say, here, imitate this. You're going to say, you know what? I don't want it. It's junk food. I'd rather get this. This is superior. This is great. I want to stay here. I'll leave you with this. If we go to John's third epistle, the verse couldn't be any clearer. It says in verse number 11, and I hope that you would memorize this and you would adopt this in your life because, again, it couldn't be any clearer. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. If you're a Christian, you have seen God. If you believe in Jesus, the true definition of being a Christian, by the way, is to understand that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to the Father except through Jesus. It's not the modern day definition of Christianity, which says, oh, everybody's a Christian. No, not everybody's a Christian. Christianity is an exclusive club. But here's the beautiful thing about Christianity and it being an exclusive club. There's an open invitation for everyone to be a part of that exclusive club. That's great. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. Try to do this. Try to imitate Jesus. Look for the prime example of how you need to follow Jesus. Look in the Gospels. Read about him. Get to know Jesus. And stay away from the evil influence. Like Paul tells you in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, do not be partakers with those that do evil, because they will lead you into more and more unrighteousness. That is the key. You want to be an imitator of Jesus Christ. That's all the time I have left for this podcast. I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading these podcasts. Once again, I invite you to come to our website, lwym.org. We are constantly updating it with new, fresh content. Also, my blog, Uncompromised Truth. Uncompromised Truth. You will find this at lwym/utruth.org. Okay? You can find it on there. Read all of the latest articles that I have on there. Actually, I think I got that wrong. It's lwym.org/utruth. There we go. I got that right now. lwym.org/utruth. Check it out. I'm always posting new things. Follow us on Twitter at lwym. Also, my Twitter feed at Giovanni DC, JIOVANNEDC. And if you have any questions, queries, comments, whatever the case may be, please direct those at JIO@lwym.org. JIO, which stands for Gio@lwym.org. Once again, that's all the time I have left. Arrivederci, and may the Lord shine his face upon you.